Guwahar, Jaigar and Ganpati Pule, a storyboard. Still round the corner, they may wait, a new road or a secret gate. J.R.R. Tolkien. Until now, I have taken you through four episodes of history and heritage on the coast of Maharashtra. As I embark on the fifth and penultimate of the series, the road takes me to Guwahar, Jaigar and Ganpati Pule. This stretch of drive is as pristine and rustic as it could get, with tempting turquoise blue waters. Small fishing villages come through now and then, dotted by mango orchards. A ferry from Dabhol brings us to Dhopave, from where Guwahar is en route Tavsar, where our next ferry awaits. Guwahar, a sleepy town famous for its beach, also boasts of many temples. Among them, the 300-year-old Ufrata Ganpati is a small but significant one. Villagers found the idol while fishing and brought it to mainland. On one occasion, the tide went too high and scared the folks. They turned the idol towards the sea on the west and prayed for safety. Their belief that the ocean would not challenge Lord Ganpati came true as the waters receded. Henceforth, the name Ufrata, reversed in Marathi, stuck. The Fort of Jaigar. From Tavsar, our next ferry ride brings us to Jaigar. Jaigar, as the British records mention, sits at the confluence of the Shastri River and the Arabian Sea. Perched up high to function effectively as a watchtower, the Sultans of Bijapur built this fort in the late 16th century. There is an interesting story involving the Sultan and a local, Jaiba. The construction of the ramparts wasn't going well as they kept falling down. So the local suggested a human sacrifice prevalent during the period as appeasement. Jaiba Mahar volunteered for this purpose and the Sultans named the fort in his honor. Entrance to the fort is from the east and it stretches to the wide creek that overlooks the sea. Prominent structures within the fort are massive, circular, three-story tall watchtowers on the ramparts. Ruins of stables and other buildings from the 19th century of British origin are also within the complex. Ganpati Pule Temple. Like the Guwahar Ganpati, this one also faces the west, but the story behind it is different. Around 400 years ago, there was no settlement towards the beach and only the hill sloped down. Brahmin, troubled by his misfortunes, used to come to this side of the hill to pray to Ganpati. Pleased by his devotion, the Lord visited him in his dreams and informed that he is present in the very hill. Within the next few days, the Brahmin observes a non-milking cow oozing milk on a particular spot, and upon clearing the place, finds the Ganpati idol he saw in the dream. Pule means beach sand in Marathi, and the name of the area comes from this temple that is right on the beach. Annaji Datta, a trusted minister of Shivaji Maharaj and the Peshwas in the later years, developed the temple complex as it appears today. Devotees revere and worship the self-manifested Swayambhu deity as a protector of the west, Paschim Dwar Devata. The Guwahar Jaigar Ganpati Pule storyboard intends to tell and hear the stories around these places that are awaiting narration. Next time you travel, be open to pick up some lures and hear this place speak volumes. The last episode of the coastal road trip comes next month on Image Writer. Until then, wishing you a happy holiday season. Pin the storyboard.